WTAW News Time is 7:07. It's 67 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Zwirnerman Flooring. Call 776-2800 for your every flooring need today. Good morning, I'm Kat McMullen. A federal complaint has been filed against the Bryan School District. The Texas Tribune reports several organizations are asking for a change in discipline policies, which they say disproportionately harm black students. Superintendent Tommy Wallace says there will be an internal investigation in addition to what is being done by the U.S. Department of Education's Office for Civil Rights.
It's an opportunity for us to look, to see if there's something out there that we need to improve upon. And if there is, we're definitely going to do our best to correct it.
Among other things, the complaint calls for training police officers working at Bryan schools in conflict resolution. Wallace says it's a balancing act to not have students have a bad taste in their mouth about school while protecting the district's 16,000 students and 2,300 employees. Earlier this month, the College Station City Council decided to sell the conference center. The school district has the first option to buy the property, and Superintendent Eddie Colson says it has not been addressed by the school board.
We're in process now of determining lots of long-range planning issues that we have. One of those issues will include the College Station Conference Center in the days to come.
This week's board meeting included a review of the first meeting of a nearly 40-member building committee. With a possible bond issue coming this November, the board approved the same process used in the last two rounds of construction projects.
The district has used construction manager at risk in its 2007 and 2009 bond issues, and the board voted tonight to use that same construction delivery method for any future bond that we may have coming up.
The committee consists of 17 parents, 12 district employees, 2 members of the school board, and 5 members at large. And the Texas Senate yesterday confirmed the governor's choice to stay on as head of the State Board of Education. Senator Charles Schwertner was asked about the nomination of Barbara Cargill.
I haven't heard much from other senators that they have any significant problems with her confirmation.
Cargill, whose district includes Brazos and Grimes counties, has led the board for 2 years. She's the first to win confirmation to a full term since 2005. Last week, during Senate questioning, she pledged to set aside her personal beliefs when determining the curriculum taught in classrooms. She has voted in favor of teaching what she called weaknesses in the theory of evolution. And much of the athletic department at A&M couldn't go inside their buildings yesterday due to a bomb threat.
It was actually written up on a wall and that said that there is a bomb in Kyle. It was written in large letters.
University Police Lieutenant Alan Barone says someone used chalk to write the threat on a wall inside a non-academic building that they are not identifying. Barone says an employee notified them at 10:50 in the morning. Caulfield employees and visitors were told to evacuate at 11:35, and A&M issued a code maroon alert at 12:25. Barone was asked about the timing of the code maroon.
Anytime we have an incident such as this, we will conduct an after-action review. And that's one of the items that will be discussed once we conduct that after-action review.
700 people were affected by the evacuation, which also included Reed, G. Raleigh White, Needham Steed, and the Bright Complex. University police are receiving assistance from federal authorities. The final alarm bell rang as part of the memorial service for Bryan Fire Lieutenants Greg Pickard and Eric Wallace.
Fire Chief Randy McGregor said the time is now for the fire department family to draw closer and comfort each other as they begin healing.
Together, we can overcome this tragedy and move the department forward, just as Greg and Eric would want us to do.
Among the speakers, retired Fire Chief Mike Donahoe.
If anyone deserved this type of recognition for the kind of man that he was and the life that he led is Lieutenant Greg Pickard and Eric Wallace.
Lieutenant Gerald Burnett relayed his wife's illustration of Pickard and Wallace reaching the ultimate promotion.
Brother Greg Pickard, brother Eric Wallace, had that great promotion. And I thank everyone here for coming out to celebrate that, because both of those men would love to see all the brothers and sisters that are here together today.
Bryan firefighter Jason Nord's the president of the local Firefighters Association.
I promise that Lieutenant Pickard and Lieutenant Wallace's legacy will be carried out through us. Greg and Eric will be missed, but they will never, be forgotten.
Hundreds of public service agencies participated in the service in the walking processional. Firefighters from Houston, Austin, New Braunfels, and San Marcos are covering brine fire shifts during the memorial and family funeral services. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
More traffic advisories have been issued for the upcoming family funerals of Brian Fireman Eric Wallace and Greg Pickard. This morning, service for Lieutenant Wallace at First Baptist Church in Brian will begin at 10. That means the area of Briarcrest and the freeway will have additional vehicles, including fire trucks. Following the service, there will be a procession up the freeway to Hillcrest Cemetery near Marlin. And University Title Company is celebrating its 40th birthday today, but instead of receiving gifts, they're giving them to local groups.
We are having a reception at our office, and we had a really good year in 2012, so we are donating a total of $80,000 to 5 different charities. All these entities that we're donating money to either have something to do with housing or help people who are in houses.
CEO Celia Goodhaddock says money will go to Habitat for Humanity, Operation Finally Home, Twin City Mission, Family Promise, and Project Unity. The official celebration will be from 3 to 6 at the title company's office. WTAW News Time is 7:13. It's 68 degrees. This look at the news is brought to you by Zornemann Flooring. We'll have more news for you at 7:30, or you can find it anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
As a proud supporter of Texas A&M Athletics and your local friends and neighbors in this community, Zornemann Flooring takes pride in providing you our very best price, service, selection, and installation that will have you calling us back time and time again. Hi, this is Leah Hamm with Zornemann Flooring, encouraging you to visit our brand new showroom at 2700 Wildflower Drive in Bryan. Other flooring stores promise a better selection at the best price, but if you don't shop around, how will you know? Call 776-2800 for Zornemann Flooring today.
Taking on the IRS is a battle. 90,000 agents looking for people not filing returns or filing them incorrectly. Most people think there's no way they can pay what's due. But Tax Resolution Services helps people get out of disastrous IRS problems every day. Take the case of Stephen. He wrote to me about his experience. Rush, I heard you recommend Tax Resolution Services. I owed $100,000. I was getting threatening letters from the IRS. They said they would take all of my property away. I didn't try to go this alone. I listened to you. I called them up. At the end of the day, all I owed the IRS was $730. Tax Resolution Services can help whether you are under audit or owe $20,000. Only Tax Resolution Company I recommend to my listeners. Call them today, 866-IRS-PROBLEMS. Tax Resolution Services, 866-IRS-PROBLEMS.
Wow, your customers and clients Texas style at the Texas Trading Post. Texas Trading Post is College Station's local online store for Texas gifts. And this ain't our first rodeo. We've supplied VIP gifts for IBM, Texas A&M, Shell Oil, British Petroleum, USA Rugby Association, and many, many more. Find your next corporate gift at txtraders.com.
Howdy, this is Linda Harvell. Thanks for voting the Texas Trading Post best online shopping in the Brazos Valley. Y'all come see us at txtraders.com.
Good morning, 7:15. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you by United Roofing. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to UnitedRoofingPros.com.
Any scattered showers this morning should move out. Some sunshine developing, and that could set us up for a round of severe weather this afternoon. Temperatures will be near 70. We could have some strong storms during the afternoon. They'll end during the evening. It'll be partly cloudy overnight, 40. Tomorrow, mixture of clouds and sun, a high of 60. Clear 40 tomorrow night. The outlook for Saturday has us partly sunny, with highs somewhere between 60 and 65. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Kevin O'Connor with WTAW Sports. And if it's a spring sport, it was played at A&M yesterday. We'll get you caught up on all that. NFL's going to be starting to enforce sideline rules a little more harshly. All that and more coming up with sports at 7:50.
Oh, the world we live in. An Argentinian woman married her sister's convicted killer on Valentine's Day. Once again, an Argentinian woman married her sister's convicted killer on Halloween Day.
Maybe she hated her sister.
Could be. Onlookers threw stones and eggs at the registry office where the happy couple tied the knot last Thursday. 22-year-old Edith Casas insisted that Victor Singalani didn't kill her sister. Victor was released for the ceremony and then returned to his cell to serve the remainder of his 13-year murder sentence. Edith's parents tried to stop the nuptial in court to no success. I think they'll be invited over for Christmas dinner in 13 years, you know, once Victor gets out of the hooscow.
No.
Yeah, maybe not.
I'm going with no.
A mall in Sydney, Australia, making news this week for banning loud children. If your children makes noise, you're not welcome. Here's what they posted. Stop. Parents, please be considerate of other customers using the food court. Screaming children will not be tolerated in the center. Mall's manager said parents have been more responsible as a result, and we've had many complaints prior to that. So, your kid is not behaving. You're sitting there eating your munch burger. Let other people deal with it, right? So, can you do that? I mean, that is that being insensitive? That people shouldn't be able to just eat wherever they want to and let their children run wild? I mean, after all...
There's something called common courtesy.
Oh, I don't know. I think that's highly overrated.
Free-range children are no.
And we've all seen them.
Oh, yeah.
And we've all been exposed to them.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So here you go. Here's a software app, speaking of parenting and such. Here's a software app that can now alert parents if their kids post photos of themselves on Facebook posing with a gun. The iGuardian software, originally meant to help parents monitor their child's social networking activity for language, bullying, references to violence. After 10,000 signups, it is now expanded to seek out gun pics. And it happens more often than you might think. Apparently, kids pose with firearms in the home to look tough or to brag to friends. And, of course, that can be a safety concern, especially if the teens get the little brothers or sisters involved. Now, the software will not flag the father-son hunting photos. That's something different. But when an image of a gun is detected, it will send an alert and report to whoever is monitoring, along with any posts that would include foul language or other questionable references. I don't know, but I'm thinking if you find out that you're child is holding a gun in a menacing manner, you've probably already failed as a parent on some level. I mean, you need to have software, you need to have an app to tell you that that's going on in your house. Hello.
Yeah, Scott, you just had a nerve on that kids in the restaurant thing.
Yeah?
I was at one of our finer eating establishments that cost quite a bit to eat at.
Uh-huh.
And this family came in and they had three kids that would, you know, throw food, scream, you know, not get their way. And I thought, here I am trying to enjoy a $40 steak.
Yeah.
And you're going to feed your kid a $10 grilled cheese and expect him to enjoy
that's,
it.
Okay. And I was going to ask you, what was the average ticket? And you're saying what it was. So with this $40 steak, so it's like $50 a person for you to eat there?
Huh? Well, and, you know, two of us with drinks and a dessert, I mean, that was $175.
Right. Well, but don't you understand, when you go to that kind of a restaurant, you're more likely to run into people who are so self-important that their children can behave any way they want to.
I just can't imagine somebody taking their kids to a place like that doesn't have a children's menu.
I hear you. Know. I got you. Thanks. Yeah. I can't imagine some of the movies people take their kids to either. But, you know, that's another discussion for another
day.
Yeah,
I don't take my cats to any movies.
You know, that's wise of you to do that. It really is.
And I don't let my cats on the Facebook either.
Well, you don't know. They may be there when you're not home.
I don't know. My cat is often on the computer. Actually, this happened one time. I am not kidding. I went to do something. My cat had jumped up on the computer. When I went back to it, they had searched for... The search engine came up with the number of pi. I don't know how my cat accidentally searched for that in Google, but it was up there saying, like, pi is 3.14159267, blah, 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 blah.
Yeah. Do you remember Bell Book and Candle? And the cat's name was Pie
Wacket.
So
I had a cat named Pie Wacket.
Did you?
Yep.
Wow. Did the cat just look at you when you called it? Or did you call it Pie for short?
I called it Pie.
Okay.
And then when Pie died, we had PJ.
So it's no longer the life of Pie.
Pie Wacket Jr.
There you are. Three baristas have been arrested in Washington State for serving their lattes a little too hot.
Arrested for too hot?
Yeah. Are you serious?
I don't mean hot like temperature. Oh. Three unidentified ladies accused of, well, offering a peep along with the lattes. I'm just saying. So, and we're not talking the little marshmallow ones here.
Oh. Why not?
All right.
I wish.
It's pretty interesting. Apparently, some people are doing just fine out there. Thank you very much. Ferrari had its best year ever in 2012. Posting its highest sales volume in the 66-year history of the company.
Wow.
We're talking they sold 7,300 cars. That's a lot.
Yeah, it is.
The revenues increased 8%. Record sales in U.S. America, they sold 2,058 units here. The first time that a luxury car maker has topped 2,000 in the United States. Europe, despite all the panic about austerity, saw sales increase topping 80% in Germany, 17% in Switzerland, and 20% in the U.K.
It's all from Top Gear.
Is that it? I understand that's an interesting show.
I love it.
Yeah. Hey, a guy who really changed our movie... Grab a call. Guy who really changed our movie-making, our movie-viewing experience. And again, this was before CGI and all that kind of garbage, where they really had to do visual tricks. Most of us remember Dick Van Dyke dancing with the penguins in Mary Poppins.
Yep.
Yes.
I mean, animation with a human being. Pretty cool stuff. And they had done that also in the chariot scenes in Ben-Hur. And again, those are old movies, 1959 for Ben-Hur and 1964 for the penguins.
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt.
No, it's okay. Go ahead.
Didn't Gene Kelly do that, too, with Jerry?
They used that. Maybe so. Yeah, that very well could be true. Well, the guy who invented that has died. He's 96 years old. His name was Petro Vihals, and his technique was the one that they used for that. And that really did change your movie experience.
Oh, sure.
To be able to see animation with a live character. I don't know what the particular scene was in the Ben-Hur chariot race that he had a point in doing. But, again, CGI, it's not that big a deal now, but if you're old folks like... Well, two of us are anyway. This guy was really a pioneer when it came to visual arts, and he's dead at the age of 96. Hello? Hello?
Just before the race, Ben-Hur was dancing with penguins.
Oh, that's
probably
a,
missed it. Yeah,
that's you're right.
It's baseball time again at Bluebell Park at Olson Field. Every Tuesday this season, you have a chance to play baseball bingo and win great prizes every week. In addition, Sunday, February 24th, the team will hold an autograph session after the Aggies take on Pepperdine at 1:05. So be sure to come out and meet the 2013 Aggie baseball team. Tickets to any baseball games this season can be purchased by calling 1-888-99-AGGIE or logging on to AggieAthletics.com.
Friday nights belong to Rock Center with Brian Williams.
For most of us, the work week is over. Rock Center comes along, 10 o'clock Friday night. I try to make the television I would want to watch. We're going to find aspects of life, people you've heard about, people you may not have heard about. Ordinary Americans, exceptional Americans. I love a discovery. On Rock Center, we will do a story that never quite leaves you. Come spend an hour with us on a Friday night.
Rock Center with Brian Williams, Fridays at 10 on NBC.
Glasses basically stayed the same for a long time, but how you use glass can change, well, every day. And, you know, since 1946, Acme Glass has been here for you when you need glass or when you want glass. More often than not, you need glass. You need to get something replaced, and they understand the importance of responding quickly. Whether it's a commercial application in your home or in your vehicle, Acme Glass will respond quickly and make sure that, that glass gets replaced. And if it means them coming to you to have that done with your vehicle, then obviously they'll do that for you. Just give them a call, either of their locations, downtown Bryan on Main Street or in College Station across from the main entrance at A&M. Now, it could be a glass project that you're working on. You need a piece of glass cut to size. You want to put a straight line bevel on a mirror. You can do that at Acme Glass. Now, they've opened a half day on Saturday, which makes it convenient for you if you've got a project you need to work on, or maybe your vehicle is tied up during the week and the weekend is the only time you can get the work done. Those are the kind of things that make a difference. The reason that Acme Glass has been the answer to glass problems for people since 1946. Again, two locations, downtown Bryan and in College Station across from A&M, Acme Glass.
I remember the moment. I'll never forget that moment.
As long as I live.
As long as I live.
Several of us were working to rescue a family.
The house collapsed on top of the cellar door and trapped them.
We had to use Humvees and heavy machinery to move massive trees and debris.
We got them out.
We helped a lot of people out.
It felt good to know I could really make a difference.
Because I'm a citizen soldier in the National Guard.
Be there the moment your community needs you. Learn more at NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Texas National Guard, aired by the Texas Association of Broadcasters and this station.
Brazos Valley Weather Forecast is brought to you this morning by Skyline Communications, in business for your business. For 30 years, call Charles Culver at 775-2929, 775-2-WAY. Got a few showers passing through earlier this morning, and may have a chance of some pretty good thunderstorms this afternoon as things heat up. And they will warm up, because we're going to get up to about 73 degrees today. And the winds are still kind of gusting out there right now, by the way. And then 42 for our low temperature tonight. And it clears out really probably at least until Tuesday of next week. We'll probably be in the middle 60s on Friday, upper 60s on Saturday, about 72 or so on Sunday. So that should be nice. And then, as I say, we'll start the week pretty nice, too. But right now, the winds are out of the southeast at 14, gusting to 24. We've got 93% relative humidity, overcast skies, and it's 68.
I hate when it's cold outside.
And I hate it when it's hot outside.
At Malik Service, we don't care.
What?
What matters is how your family feels inside your home all year long.
Oh.
Malik Service is all heating and AC units. Right now, you can double down. Upgrade to a new Carrier system, and Malik will buy back your old equipment for up to $1,000. Plus, take advantage of any additional rebates. Just tell us you want to double down.
Call 776-2222 for a free estimate or at MalikService.com. Malik Service, making a difference. Like us on Facebook.
Trust a real estate agent who cares about your family. For friendly hometown service, contact Jason Byansky at BCR Realty at 219-5555 or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
In some quarters, folks, panic is setting in, at least according to the Wells Fargo report. If sequestration takes place on March 1st, three places, Maryland, Virginia, District of...
Wait. Wait a minute. That's Rush from yesterday, isn't it? All right. Let me find the new Rush, and then we'll move forward.
Nestled in the heart of Aggieland, Emerald Ridge Estates is Aggieland's premier upscale gated subdivision. With tracts up to an acre and a half, Emerald Ridge Estates provides the peace of being in the country while possessing all the benefits of city utilities. At Emerald Ridge Estates, you'll experience privacy with convenient access to the middle of College Station. Priced from the 140s, Emerald Ridge Estates has only a few lots remaining. Purchase your piece of Aggieland in Emerald Ridge Estates by calling Jason Byansky with BCR Real Estate at 219-555. Or visit EmeraldRidgeEstates.com today.
Here we are at the beginning of Obama's second term, and we're learning things about his first term. According to roll call, members of the Congressional Black Caucasians felt snubbed during the last term. A member of the Hispanic Caucus, Hilda Solis, was Obama's labor secretary. Not one member of the Congressional Black Caucasians was even vetted for a cabinet post. The new head honcho for the Black Caucasians, Ohio Representative Marsha Fudge, is pushing behind the scenes for better treatment. Apparently, her work is paying off. Obama sent his right-hand man, Valerie Jarrett, for a listening session with the CBC. Jarrett gave him a sneak preview of the Misstatement of the Union show, and Congresswoman Fudge approved. After the State of the Union, she said the Black Caucasians are very happy, and Obama touched on their three big issues: voting rights, poverty, and immigration. Since I've been chair, said Miss Fudge proudly, I've had a good relationship and I do have communication with the White House. Now, there's hope that Obama might even consider one of the Black Caucasians for a cabinet post in his mostly white male shop. Now, sure, Black unemployment's still at record levels, education often vastly inferior in Black communities, crime and violence out of control in cities like Chicago. But the CBC and Obama will work together to ensure illegal immigrants can find work and gain citizenship. The Congressional Black Caucasians and Obama, what a great team, eh?
Rush Limbaugh, 11 to 2 on News Talk 1620.
Where were you when your identity thief robbed you? Was it the airport Wi-Fi connection last week? Maybe that mobile hotspot where you got coffee? An MSN Money story detailed how using Wi-Fi connections can invite identity thieves in through smartphones and laptops. We're potentially handing over everything and basically saying, go ahead, destroy my credit, take over my bank accounts. That's why I have LifeLock Ultimate, the only identity theft protection service that monitors bank accounts for takeover fraud. It's the line between panic and protection. Enjoy peace of mind with LifeLock Ultimate, folks. Visit LifeLock.com/Rush for details, or make the quick telephone call today and mention Rush and get a 10% discount. Call 1-800-444-2810, 1-800-444-2810, 1-800-444-2810.
Network does not cover all transactions and scope may vary.
3 years before the founding of Texas A&M, ANCO Insurance was insuring cotton barges carrying cargo on the Brazos River. Today, our clients include farmers and ranchers, large industry and major corporations, as well as the store around the corner. Customer service and the best insurance products and services are our primary focus. We have the experience to help your business in today's stressful times. Visit ANCO Insurance at 1111 Briarcrest Drive in Bryan, or call us at 776-ANCO.
WTAW News Time is 7:32. It's 69 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by St. Joseph Orthopedic Associates, now at a new, larger location at 2803 Earl Rudder Freeway South. They'll offer the same personalized care you've come to expect from Drs. Eero, Riley, Vizi, Brazil, and their staff. They're part of the St. Joseph difference. Good morning, I'm Kat McMullen. Motorists in the area of Briarcrest and the freeway have an additional traffic issue today. The family funeral service for Bryan Fireman Eric Wallace will be at First Baptist Church in Bryan. Fire trucks and other emergency service vehicles will be arriving by 9 and then will be part of the procession following the service that will go north on the freeway out of town to the Marlin area. So just keep an eye out if you need to drive in that same area. Choirs, bells, and bagpipes were part of the memorial service yesterday, remembering Bryan Fireman, Greg Pickard, and Eric Wallace.
Before the bagpipe players from fire departments closed the service, the closing prayer from Bryan Fire Department Chaplain Dwayne DeWald spoke of the joy and sorrow of their lives.
Father, we thank you also that they're now home with you, and out of the pain and out of the danger to a place where there will be no more sorrow.
Congressman Bill Forrest did not know Pickard and Wallace, but he learned much about them.
They were model public servants. However, and more importantly, they were servant leaders who ultimately modeled words of Jesus in John 15:13, which state, "Greater love hath no man than this, than a man who will lay down his life for his friends." Their service and the sacrifices of their families should remind us, we're all Americans, that we're here to serve.
Co-worker Jason Nord, the president of Bryan's local firefighters association, was among those asking the audience to remember the two still hospitalized at the Galveston Burn Center.
And I ask that you continue to pray for firefighter Ricky Manti and firefighter Mitch Moran and their families. Ricky and Mitch, if you're listening, we're here for you. We're going to get through this. And we got your back.
While Bryan firemen are attending public and family funeral services, the city's fire protection's coming from San Marcos, New Braunfels, Austin, and Houston. Bill Oliver, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
A bomb threat yesterday morning led initially to the evacuation of Kyle Field offices, then expanded to other athletic facilities. Lieutenant Alan Barone at University Police says someone used chalk to write the phrase, "There is a bomb in Kyle," in large letters on a wall inside a non-academic building that is not being identified.
Approximately 700 people were evacuated from those facilities, primarily the Reed Building and G. Raleigh White. A majority of those move to the Memorial Student Center.
The Zone Club, Needham Steed, and the Bright Complex, along with a handful of parking lots, were also closed. Federal agents and bomb dogs were brought in to inspect the affected areas. UPD was notified at 10:50. The evacuation began at 11:35, and a code maroon alert was issued at 12:25. Barone says the timing of those events will be part of the department's after-action review. The College Station School Board has taken the next step towards a possible bond issue this November. Superintendent Eddie Coulson says the decision was made to repeat the process used in 2007 and 2009, setting a maximum price for future projects, and it's anticipated two financial factors will continue to be favorable.
Interest rates being low and
property values continuing to go up at a reasonable rate, work in our favor in terms of our indebtedness and paying off our debt.
Something that will be in the mix will be whether to exercise the option to buy the College Station Conference Center.
We're in the process of our long-range planning process right now, and I'm certain that will be a part of the discussions at some point in the future, but they haven't been part of the discussion just yet.
The city council voted earlier this month to not reopen the center and sell the property. The Bryan School District has been named in a federal complaint alleging discipline policies disproportionately harm black students. Superintendent Tommy Wallace says he is reviewing the allegations raised by several organizations.
What we don't want is any child to have a bad taste in his mouth about school. And if we can handle things without giving a citation, that's exactly what we want.
Wallace says discipline is a balancing act with school safety.
We've got 16,000 students approximately in Bryan ISD, and we want to make sure that they're all safe. And we've got 2,300 employees, and we want to make sure they're all safe as well.
The Texas Tribune reports the complaint to the U.S. Department of Education's Office for Civil Rights calls for a change to the Bryan School District student code to limit suspension, expulsion, and police responses to student misbehavior to only incidents that pose a safety risk. And for the first time in 8 years, there's been full confirmation for the chairperson of the State Board of Education. Barbara Cargill of the Woodlands, whose district includes Brazos and Grimes counties, received the state Senate's unanimous support. Senator Charles Schwertner was asked about Cargill's nomination process.
Talking to other senators, I believe she's answered all the questions in front of the nominations committee to the satisfaction of the members of the committee.
Last week during Senate questioning, Cargill pledged to set aside her personal beliefs when determining classroom curriculum. Cargill has voted in favor of teaching what she called weaknesses in the theory of evolution. A former biology teacher, Cargill was appointed chair 2 years ago. And $80,000 are going to several Brazos Valley charities today to celebrate a local business lasting 40 years. University Title Company CEO Celia Goodhaddock says the checks will be donated during festivities from 3 to 6.
We're having a reception where we're going to cut a cake because it's anniversary and you have to cut a cake for anniversary. And then we will do the presentations to the 5 different nonprofits, and we will have hors d'oeuvres, beverages, and we're just celebrating that we made it 40 years and we're headed to another 40.
Goodhaddock says the recipient organizations either help people get into housing or stay in housing. WTW News time is 7:38. It's 69 degrees. This look at the news is brought to you by St. Joseph Orthopedic Associates. We'll have more news for you at 8:06, or you can find it anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Well, you know, I'm having a little technical difficulty here because I was out wandering around looking for another folder that I could use to do something else rather than what we were doing. So what I'm going to do is I guess we'll probably load up the weather, do that, and then we'll do our commercials.
Cloudiness around the region this morning will have the tendency to disappear. There have been a couple of showers, but I expect those to do the same thing. My concern is a line of storms in the western part of the state. I do think any clouds and showers this morning will give way to partial sun. Could see some heavy thunderstorms later today, 70. A storm's lend during the evening. It turns partly cloudy overnight, 40. Mixture of clouds and sun, 60 tomorrow. Partly sunny, 60 to 65 Saturday. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
There are thousands of hospitals, but only the very best make it to the top. And that is why, for the second year in a row, St. Joseph has been placed among America's 100 best hospitals for spine, joint replacement, and orthopedic surgeries, ranking them in the top 5% in the nation by health grades for 2013. Recognized, awarded, passionate about great health care. And that is the St. Joseph difference.
Happy birthday, Merge! Merge Boutique is turning 3. Come by today and spin the wheel to see what birthday prize or discount you receive. Trendy and affordable Merge Boutique on Harvey Road next to Al's Formal Wear in the TJ Maxx Shopping Center, or find Merge on Facebook.
It's baseball time again at Bluebell Park at Olson Field. Every Tuesday this season, you have a chance to play baseball bingo and win great prizes every week. In addition, Sunday, February 24th, the team will hold an autograph session after the Aggies take on Pepperdine at 105. So be sure to come out and meet the 2013 Aggie baseball team. Tickets to any baseball games this season can be purchased by calling 1-888-99-AGGIE or logging on to AggieAthletics.com.
All right, we did our weather. We'll let you know it was brought to you by Skyline Communications, in business for your business for 30 years. Call Charles Culver at 775-2929, 775-2-WAY, in sports.
Sorry.
Well, so no, it was on me because I was doing other stuff and I was in another folder and I had to go back over to the proper folder.
No problem.
Okay.
All right, we've got Fight Texas Aggie basketball from last night. The guys got a very important road win. Baseball and softball both cleaning up, and the swimming and diving teams also doing very, very well here in Aggieland. All that and more with sports in about 12.
Pack heat, eat cheap. Pack heat, eat cheap.
Oh, I bet I know what you're talking about.
That could be the motto of the all-around pizzas and deli in Virginia Beach, Virginia. Pizza shop offering 15% discounts to customers who show up with their guns or their concealed carry permit.
Bet you they don't get robbed.
Yeah, too bad I live in Texas and not Virginia.
Well, next time you're in the area, right? Jay Laws, who's the owner, was looking for a way to boost sales, so he heard about a frozen yogurt shop in Utah doing a bring-a-gun-get-a-discount deal, decided, well, what the heck, we'll give it a shot, so to speak. Since he started the deal on Friday, Jay has seen about six times as many customers as usual and an array of guns. In fact, the first customer who came in brought an AK-47.
Wow. Hey.
He's also had to answer a flurry of phone calls, probably from morning radio shows. But on Tuesday, he said 45 people had called to say that they liked the idea and three had called to complain. So that's kind of an unscientific survey, but at least that's what it is. He said, I think it's insensitive, Josh Sugarman, who's the executive director of a violence policy center based in Washington, D.C. So there you go. You're always going to have people who are going to be against whatever you're doing. No one has come into the shop to complain, according to Jay, adding that
no kidding.
Some customers told him it actually feels more safe when the guns are there. Oh, okay.
So like many people attack pizza places.
I was going to say, you're feeling threatened in the pizza place, and so that helps out. Hello.
Yeah, you just had a news story, and the man that was being interviewed said that there were 1,600 students and 2,300 employees. We have 1.5 employees for every student that's in the school.
Okay, I think he meant campus, and I don't know about the 2,300 employees within the, that may be school district-wide.
Yeah, this is protecting the district's 16,000 students.
16,000, okay. Not 1,600, 16,000. Okay, that answers that. Very good, thank you. Last night at 5 o'clock, Sony took the stage and unveiled its next generation of video game consoles. It's the PlayStation 4. And nearly 2 hours later, they're still out there describing this thing. It literally was so much on PS4 that one Sony executive after another took the microphone to tell the audience about some other little piece of whatever was going to be in this new, wonderful PS4. The living room is no longer the center of PlayStation's universe. It's the gamer, according to the president and CEO. In a matter of speaking, PS4 takes the best features of your mobile and PC gaming, kind of mashes them all together with cool features that you'll find on competing consoles. They closed the presentation without showing the console. That's pretty interesting. I guess that kind of keeps the buzz going.
Sure.
Telling them how much it was going to cost or revealing the release date. I'm going to bet the release date will be in time for you to have it for Christmas.
Yeah, I was going
to
say sometime October, November.
Huh. Yeah, think so. The guts of it, pretty much, the PS4 is supercharged with X86 CPU. That's an enhanced 8-core PC processor and 8 gigs of RAM. That is twice as much memory when you consider the baseline model of the latest MacBook Pro line. So it does a lot of stuff. And also, it's going to have 4K resolution. Think about your high-definition television. I'm going to say that probably it's a 1080, okay? This will be 4 times that. So
wow.
Really, 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 really high-tech. And they feel like it'll probably last 5 to 10 years as far as the technology is concerned. Now, the controller itself is kind of interesting. The fourth-generation controller comes with a touchpad built in the center and a new share button that lets you share your game with a friend. Now, I don't know. I'm not a gamer, so I do not know. But
you're not?
Yeah, I know. It's shocking, isn't it? I think I stopped at Space Invaders. Anyway, but what you apparently can do is you press this share button on the controller and you can broadcast your game to friends and send messages. They can send messages to the screen while you're playing. So, I mean, it's a totally interactive thing. So that's
So if you're really bored, you can watch me play video games.
Yeah, it's, well, yeah, and the other thing that they do, too, is they've got this network now. What you can basically do is never stop playing your game. I'm not saying that's good, but the new architecture on the PS4 is going to allow streaming games so that you can start a game at home on your console, pick it back up on your handheld PlayStation as you're driving. Now, that is safe and sane. Hello?
Are y'all taking a quest?
Not today. What would you like to hear, though? Tell me. What do you want to hear?
Daylight by Moon 5.
Okay. What's your favorite radio station?
104.7.
Well, perfect. Why don't you go listen to them, because this isn't 104.7, okay? Thanks, hon.
Wow. Oh.
What?
Oh.
that DJ isn't actually there to take the call.
Yeah, you happen to know that. He's in a cinder block building in Des Moines.
You should have said call 695-9595.
No, excuse me.
Route him to
Excuse me.
Yes.
If we have a person who's that confused, we don't want them listening at any of our stations.
Oh.
They need to be at 104.7.
No, they wouldn't be so confused if they were listening to one of our stations.
They need to be at 104.7 until they've got some, you know, synapse firing as they should. Mm. They need to be over there listening to that.
Speaking of our stations.
Okay.
I've had trouble with our Radio Agulin app.
Oh, have you?
And by saying that, I'm also divulging that it's the end of an era. And after my mother lustfully looked towards my old phone with buttons you can press in, I've been forced to be upgraded to an iPhone 5.
Oh, my God. The world will stop turning on its axis. Man, when is that going to happen?
They dumped it off last night, and I was up till 9:30 trying to figure out how to work it.
How'd you do?
So it's here. Well, I don't have any contacts, but I've managed to download the Radio Agulin app, but I don't know how to make it work.
Fortunately, we have people here who can help you with that small endeavor.
Yes, they can.
Hello.
Hey, did I win a friend dinner, free dinner date with Kat?
Yes, you did. Yes,
Andy Hanson, Central Texas Vein Center. We are the leading authority in the treatment of varicose veins and spider veins. You can be confident you're receiving the very best and latest treatment available. Trust your vein care to the hands of a board-certified cardiovascular surgeon with over 30 years' experience. I personally perform the diagnostic venous ultrasound to give you an on-the-spot treatment plan. We now offer free vein screenings every Friday. Call us at 696-VEIN for an appointment and check our website at centraltexasveincenter.com. And remember, don't let your veins become a pain.
Focus on the Family is brought to you by Doctors James and Maria Childs of Childs Dermatology Clinic. Call 696-4444.
Removing unwanted hair is one of those never-ending jobs we just dread. If you're fed up with all the shaving, waxing, and plucking, it's time to see Childs Dermatology. They can offer permanent hair reduction with the state-of-the-art Elite MPX laser. It's fast, painless, and your first step to tossing the tweezers and razors. Unwanted hair is a chore no more with the Elite MPX laser and Childs Dermatology. Rejuvenate, refresh, repair at Childs Dermatology. Call 696-4444 or visit childsdermatology.com.
This is Jim Daly with Focus on the Family. Yesterday, I talked about the impact moving can have on a child. Today, I'll share a few practical ideas to make your kid's transition to a new home as smooth as possible. First of all, if your move takes place during the summer, help your kids find social connections before the next school year gets underway. Plug them into a church group, a sports league, or a youth organization as soon as possible. The faster they develop some relationships, the sooner they'll settle in and feel comfortable with their new surroundings. On the emotional front, don't downplay the changes they're going through. And that generic statement, everything will work out, probably isn't the best approach. Encourage them to express their fears and concerns openly and honestly. And whatever you do, don't deny or minimize what they share. That will only increase their sense of isolation and frustration. Also remember that it's normal for some children to experience a temporary regression in behavior after a move. They may act unusually agitated or irritable, or you may even see a drop in their grades. Don't panic. They likely just need some time and space. They probably won't adjust to their new situation overnight. It could take a few weeks or, for some kids, several months. So be patient and understanding. Life will eventually normalize again. To help your family thrive, visit FocusOnTheFamily.com. I'm Jim Daly.
Jay Farner here from Quicken Loans. We get a lot of tweets from folks that sound just like this. Jay, I bought my home in 2007. Since then, it's gone down in value. Now I owe more on my mortgage than my home is worth. Can I refinance? The answer may very well be yes. Recently, the government announced changes that may allow folks to refinance even if their home has lost value. For example, if you owe $300,000 on your mortgage, but your home's only worth $150,000, Quicken Loans may still be able to help you. Or if your current mortgage rate is higher than 3.99%, you've got to give us a call today at 800-QUICKEN. And for 3 years in a row now, J.D. Power & Associates has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. So if your current mortgage is higher than 3.99%, or if you owe more than your home is worth, call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com.
For J.D. Power & Associates award information, visit jdpower.com. Important terms and conditions apply. Calls for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
About 8 minutes still just ahead of the sports. Line of showers coming through the county right now, obviously. If you're in it, you know that, but it's moving pretty quickly, and looks like it ought to be out of here in about 15 minutes. Fairly more significant, heavier rains down between here and Waco. That might be here by 9:15 or so, but if you're going through some showers right now, spotty heavy showers, but they should be out of here pretty quickly.
Howdy and good morning, sports fans. It's 7:52. I'm Kevin O'Connor with your WTAW Sports. Elston Turner scored 21 points. Alex Caruso added another 14, and A&M's come from behind victory over Auburn 65-56 last night. Here's Coach Kennedy.
It was a great character win to have two guys come off the bench, and Jared and Blake, and have quality minutes, and then just everybody else gave us good production that played tonight. I was really proud of this team.
Auburn opened the game with a 12-0 run through the first 6 minutes, but A&M clawed their way back to cut the Tigers' lead to 31-29 by halftime with two big three-pointers just before the half. Here's Coach Kennedy on the slow start.
Just missed a lot of layups. We had great shots inside. We missed some putbacks. If we weren't getting good shots, we would have maybe called a timeout, but I wanted to play through it. I knew there'd be some times like that just in this game, and fortunately that was the only segment that we struggled in.
The Aggies are now 16-10 and 6-7 in the SEC, and they'll try and start a late season run at Reed against Tennessee this Saturday. Tip-off is at 3 o'clock, and all the action is right here on News Talk 1620 WTAW. Number 10, Texas A&M women look to get back on the winning streak against Ole Miss tonight at 7. They'll tip it off at Reed, and that game is live on our sister station, Sports Radio 1150, The Zone. The number 24 Texas A&M baseball team was paced by a pair of true freshmen as they registered their 7-1 win over Texas Southern in non-conference baseball play. The first-year Aggies Grayson Long and Jonathan Mulroney helped trip the Tigers as A&M won its fourth consecutive game to improve to 4-1 on the year. Here's Coach Childress.
I was proud of the way we played. I mean, it's a rough day. We don't get to go through our pregame routine with the weather and, you know, a lot of unknowns, but we came out and we were ready to play. Great defense. You know, offensively, we hit a lot of balls on the screws with runners in scoring position right at them. And, you know, but I was pleased with the way we played this midweek.
They'll be back in action this weekend against Pepperdine with the first game Friday at 6:35. The number 9 Texas A&M softball team swept a doubleheader against SFA with a pair of shutout wins yesterday at the Aggie Softball Complex. The Aggies had several records on the day, tying the program's best start at 12-0. Senior Megan May hit her 56th career dinger to tie the program record, set by Megan Gibson. Sophomore Lauren Ainsley pitched a complete game in Game 1, throwing a career-best 11 strikeouts. And senior pitcher Mel Dumazich threw a career-first no-hitter in Game 2, and the no-hitter highlighted the twin bill. The Aggies earned their 6th shutout win of the season and added another to it, blanking the Lady Jacks 3-0 and 8-0. It was a big day for the A&M women's swimming and diving team in the SEC championships. They climbed to second place, and the Aggies jumped from 6th to 2nd, and now they trail 3-time defending champion SEC champion Georgia in the team standings. The guys bumped from number 6 to number 5. In the NFL, they won't call it the Jim Harbaugh rule, but it might as well. The San Francisco head coach is one of the league's biggest proponents of this. He is most often out on the field. Ray Anderson, the league's executive vice president of football operations, said, quote, "We need to be much more disciplined about where our coaches go in terms of the box. There are borders," said Anderson, "but very frankly, they're loosely enforced. But they will be more aggressively enforced going forward because we need to rein it in," meaning the coaches are going to be flagged starting next year. In the NBA, Sean Marion and Elton Brand scored 17 apiece. Vince Carter was a spark off the bench, and the Mavs beat Orlando 111-96. James Harden scored a career-high 46 points. Jeremy Lin added 29, and the Rockets mounted a furious fourth-quarter comeback for a 122-119 victory over Oklahoma City. And finally, six Texas A&M football players will make their way to Indianapolis for the 2013 NFL Scouting Combine to add their name to the list of over 300 draft-eligible players who are invited. The first on the field position groups will begin on Saturday with offensive linemen, tight ends, and specialists. Representing A&M, Outland Trophy winner and All-American offensive tackle Luke Jokel. Sunday, we'll see running back Christian Michael with the quarterbacks and wide receivers reporting. That includes all-time leader in pass receptions for Texas A&M wide receiver Ryan Swope. The defenders hit the highlights on Monday with Sean Porter and DeMontre Moore. That's been a look at your sports, brought to you by Prince Irrigation, the premier Central Texas irrigator contractor. Visit PrinceIrrigation.com. I'm Kevin O'Connor on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Does the thought of dragging hoses and sprinklers across your lawn during the brutally hot Texas summer get you sweating? Don't sweat it. Call Prince Irrigation. Have them give you a bid to install a state-of-the-art irrigation system for your lawn or garden. David Prince and the Prince family have been in the irrigation business for decades here in the Brazos Valley and are front runners in the industry. Don't wait until it's too late. Call now and get your irrigation system installed quickly before the rush. Call Prince Irrigation at 774-4726 or go to the website PrinceIrrigation.com.
About 3 minutes till News Talk 1620 WTAW. Every business kind of has a peek behind the curtain. You can find out how things are done. It's fun sometimes to do that. And, you know, how many times have you seen things at David Gardner's and you wonder, how in the world does that get created? Well, you've got an opportunity coming up. It's their Fire and Ice event, which is going to be March 1st and 2nd. And what they're going to do is they're going to give you a chance to actually go through the design studio shop. Guys, you get a chance to actually meet the people who put the pieces of jewelry together. They do the metal part in the back and, of course, the stones you see set in the front. We were able to do this, I don't know, about a year ago and kind of go back and do a hands-on thing. And I'm not exactly sure how extensive it's going to be, but I'm going to tell you this. You'll be able to go in during the Fire and Ice event and get a chance to see the way jewelry is created at David Gardner's. And that's kind of fun. And as a result, that may help you when it comes time to make a selection. If you've got something special that you have in mind, meet the craftsman, tour the design studio, and maybe get a chance to play with fire. Personalized financing options are available, too. That's March 1st and 2nd. It's the Fire and Ice event. It's going on at David Gardner's. They're located at 911 University Drive in College Station.
Don't spend another spring or summer family vacation with discontent kids in the car for hours on end. This year, bring vacation to your own backyard with Lion Home Products. Lion Home Products will create your own permanent vacation spot without all the hassle. Lion Home Products has everything you need to create the perfect outdoor kitchen and barbecue setting, offering custom gas grills, patio heating, fire pits, and custom fireplaces. Visit lionhomeproducts.com. That's L-Y-N-E, Home Products.com or call 229-9051 today.
Well, a group of police in England and under investigation after strange police reports surfaced.
Like what?
Well, the Daily Mail says the report in question allegedly features a witness statement by a police dog. The short statement on behalf of a police dog named Peach read, "I chase him, I bite him, bad man, he tasty, good boy, Peach." Yeah, why not? The report is signed with a paw print at the bottom of the page. Officers reportedly filed the mock report after continually receiving requests from the court for a written statement from Officer Peach. Cops say that they kept informing officials that Peach was just a dog, but the court kept making the same request. The paw print review now more or less is a joke, but the joke has now backfired because the court, taking themselves too seriously, want to hear from the commander.
They're the ones who asked for it.
Hey, just trying to have a little fun out here.
Somebody's going
to
be in the dog.